Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff about the most recent Indianola School Board meeting.
Art, one of the things the school board discussed at their meeting Monday night was continuing to follow the recommendations from the Iowa Association of School Boards and continuing the plan put forth by the administration and the board when the schools were initially shut down. Kind of talk about what was approved by the board and continuing that plan moving forward.
Sure. Well, we had an updated resolution, and the resolution really just is a recognition that we're in uncommon times, you know, that there are necessary adjustments that have to be made at times in terms of policy and the way meetings are run and the way that people are paid and the way that learning is delivered. And it was a very broad policy resolution that really just moved the calendar forward on that. They had done that previously during that first closure. And then, of course, it was announced that we would be out at least through the end of April. And this particular resolution that we let off with last night carries through the end of the school year if the closure would get extended past the current April 30th. Then we have authority to continue paying employees, and we've endorsed a continuous learning plan.
Well, talk about that continuous learning plan, because again, it is nothing required, but in order, you know, for students to kind of get that leg up, talk about that continuous learning plan.
Yeah, well, as you said, we did select a voluntary enrichment program versus required. We just thought there were a lot of obstacles with the required plan in terms of taking attendance and grading and matching the rigor of the regular classroom and ensuring all of the access and equity things that we're working on, but without, you know, kicking in a bunch of legal requirements. We think families have a lot on their plates right now, and we're really trying to be flexible, but we did feel it was very important to move beyond just providing resources like we did the first couple of weeks and move into a more regular kind of instruction setting that we're using PowerSchool class pages for. So as you said, it is voluntary but highly encouraged. And I know parents are concerned about their kids being behind and not being involved, and we're definitely encouraging them to make it a daily practice. Teachers are connecting remotely through PowerSchool class pages. We are individually contacting parents who might have connectivity issues with that, and we are talking about the lower elementary about making some packet work available as well. And while we can't grade during this period, we can offer feedback, and I know our teachers will be skilled at doing that. And then once the closure is over, we can look at grades and awarding credit. We can consider the work that was done during this period. And I really want to stress that to parents and students that this isn't just busy work or work that means nothing. This really is an important period that we're in.
Well, and I think what you just stressed is, you know, students who may be on the brink of graduating or maybe on the ropes there a little bit, this does help them moving forward, correct?
Oh, definitely. And that's something the Department of Education has stressed, which I really appreciate, which is doing whatever we need to do to help seniors finish. You know, this is obviously something they didn't ask for and has been a tremendous disruption to their senior year. And we want to help them get through in good shape. And we also don't want to put our freshmen through juniors behind the eight ball with credits or with content. So we're going to have to work very hard, you know, to make sure that we're getting kids what they need, that we're communicating well with students and families about what they need to complete. And then next fall, too, you know, we're going to have to take a good look at our pacing guides and our standards and anticipate where any gaps might be and then try to fill in those gaps so kids can move forward in good shape.
Well, and I think this is a very broad question, but what is kind of your message, the administration's message to parents who and students who maybe aren't sure of what's happening or how they should go about things, I guess? Kind of talk about the resources the district has for people who have questions, and you might not have all the answers because I don't think anybody really does at this point.
Well, we have been updating our website and putting a lot of good resources there, but there's no substitute for reaching out when you have questions or need help too. So I really encourage any parent or student with a question, reach out by email. You know, I get emails from kids directly, from parents, and always reply. Our principals are a great source because they're working directly with the staff as well as having responsibility for students. So the biggest thing would be don't sit and be frustrated. Reach out, and because we want this to be as good a process as possible. On the school side of things, everybody is working hard, trying to make it work well for people and you know, learning how to go forward in new ways. And we understand that, you know, what we have going on in our nation right now has been tremendously complicated and difficult for a lot of families. So we want to work with students and with parents, and I would just encourage them to reach out when they have questions or when they need assistance with something, because there are resources to help people too.
Once again, that was Indianola School District Superintendent Art Sanoff discussing the most recent school board meeting. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.